It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of the 19th Hole. Mike Williams here, your host, and it is Masters Week, and that means an insane week of golf and lifestyle, and a welcome to the entire golf industry for the East Coast of the United States anyway, which has been bombarded by a combination of either wet weather or cold weather or both. But now it's spring, the birds are chirping, and golf season is here. So to welcome in this most wonderful season, I have a very special guest. She is Allison Metcalf, who is the head of travel for North America for Ireland. And Ireland has become a very special place to me. If you've ever been there, it'll be a special place to you too. And Allison's here to talk about why you should really marshal your forces and get over to Ireland, not only for the golf, which is spectacular, but for everything else that they have there that's available to you, from the food, the people especially, the history. And did I mention the people? It's just an overall incredible experience, and there's no one who can tell it better than Allison. This will be one of several special episodes we'll have of the 19th hole this week, Masters Week, so stay tuned, button up, go get yourself a nice cold drink and a salty snack, and we'll be right back with Allison Metcalf here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams. See you in a minute.
Hi, this is Reese Jones on Michael Williams and the 19th hole. I look forward to talking to Michael every time.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And as you all know, I like to travel. I like to get up and go. And there's a lot of places I get invited to that I can't go. But there's one place I always make the time for. Because, not only because it's just a wonderful place, even if it didn't have golf, let's get this straight, I would go there. But it does have, arguably, the best golf in the world. I'm talking, of course, about Ireland. And there's no better person to talk to about that than Allison Metcalf of Golf Ireland. Allison, how are you, my dear?
I'm very well, thank you. As we approach St. Patrick's Day, I'm very well.
And I'm so glad to hear that. And I would not try to do justice to your title because it keeps getting added on to. It seems to be like the decorations on a general. Your title, it just keeps growing and growing, and the area that you're responsible for keeps growing and growing. So I'll let you say it. What's your title, and what areas are you responsible for right now?
Yes, I'm responsible for growing tourism from North America, so US and Canada and Australia, New Zealand, to the island of Ireland. So three very important markets for Irish tourism, three markets where visitors tend to stay longer, spend more, and travel around the country. So that's my responsibility, working together with a great team here in New York, but also in San Francisco, Toronto, and Sydney, Australia.
As I said, it's a big title, and I would not do it justice. So thank you for doing that. I just have to say, what I mentioned in my open was not, that was not hyperbole. I would go to Ireland anytime. Anytime I would go to Ireland just for the things that are there, but the golf is an extra for it. I can do it some justice, but you can do it all justice. Talk to me about what really is Ireland's attraction to the American visitor.
Well, I think, first of all, the attraction of Ireland for the American visitors is the great scenery that we have. I mean, we've got incredible landscapes, beautiful scenery, unique culture, and of course, I think a very famous warmth of welcome. And for golfers, we are home to, you know, one third of the world's true links golf courses, and all of those are located against spectacular backdrops. So, you know, for golfers, it is the world links courses that we have, but it's also the things to do off the golf course as well. So whether it's touring around, enjoying some of our castles, some of our unique cultural experiences, or some of our great food, the 19th hole, that warmth of welcome, the hospitality that is extended to visitors, I think, you know, really makes the complete package. So great golf, great places to stay, great things to do, and of course, the warmth of welcome. And probably one other thing worth mentioning, Michael, is the fact that Ireland is so easy to get to from the United States now. And I say this every year, each year it gets easier and easier to. Yeah, and as we head into this season, there will be direct non-stop flights from 21 gateways across the United States to Dublin, as well as flights into Shannon from New York, Boston, and Chicago, particularly for those golfers that want to hit the links early on along the Wide Atlantic Way. Shannon is a great gateway.
And I mean, it's easier to get to Ireland than it is to get to some places in America, for me. So I'll say that right up front. That's no exaggeration. It really is easier to get to Ireland. And once you are there, you're just surrounded by, I mean, people talk about the magic of Ireland, and it's not hyperbole. It's really just such an amazing place to be. I mean, and then there's so many different places to go. So I guess I would like you to talk a little bit about the different areas that you can go to and the differences between the two, the different attractions that are there.
Yeah, so I think the important thing when people are planning trips is not to try and do too much, not to try and do the whole country unless you've got sort of a couple of weeks. So for golfers and indeed for general tourists, I mean, again, Ireland is neatly divided into different regions. So if we think about the Wild Atlantic Way, you can certainly base yourself, you know, down in Killarney, and you've got great scenery in terms of the Ring of Kerry. You're close to the Dingle Peninsula. You have something, you know, in Killarney National Park, great outdoor activities, but also incredible golf, you know, whether it's Ballybunion or Tralee, to mention a couple of those great links courses. And as you move up the Wild Atlantic Way into County Clare, you've got the Hinch and Doonbeg, and then you can keep moving up to the northwest, where you have some incredible links courses. You know, you have up in Sligo, you've got Enniscrone, and as you head to Donegal, you've got some incredible courses, Ballyliffin, you've got Rossapenna, you have Naran and Port New, you've got some, you know, spectacular golf. So you can base yourself, you know, say in Killarney, or you could base yourself further up on the Wild Atlantic Way. Another place for basing yourself would be up along the Causeway coastal route in Northern Ireland, so around Port Rush or Port Stewart. Port Rush is obviously home to the world-famous Royal Port Rush, which will host the Open Championship this summer for the third time, but coming back quite recently since it most recently hosted it in 2019. And along that coastline, you've got incredible things to do and see. You have the World Heritage site of known as Giant's Causeway, the Carrick Reed Rope Bridge, the old Bushmills Whiskey Distillery, which is the oldest licensed whiskey distillery in the world. You can also continue further west and take in some of those other Great Links courses, Port Stewart, Castle Rock, and then move into the northwest through the walled city of Derry or Londonderry into some of those great Donegal Links courses. So again, you could base yourself there. And then as you move around down towards Belfast, again, some people like to base themselves in the city, particularly the golf, so they can play golf and then they can come back and have, you know, some city and urban nightlife. But from Belfast, you can certainly drive to Port Rush. You can go down to Royal County Down, which is often ranked as the number one golf course in the world. And you've got the beautiful Mourne Mountains, or continue down the East Coast to Dublin. And if you base yourself in Dublin, then you've got the whole of the East Coast. So you can drive up to Baltrae in County Louth. You've got Royal Dublin, Port Marnock, and then you can work your way down to Druids Glen, the European Club, and the new golf course opening in 2026 called Curraghclough Links down in Wexford. So different regions, so I would look at, you know, basing yourself in a different region. And if you have sort of 7 or 8 days, you could, you know, you could do two regions, you could do two bases, 4 nights in each spot, and it means that you're not driving too far each day.
You know, I need to start charging people for listening to this show. If you're going to give advice that's detailed and that quality for taking a trip to Ireland, people ought to be paying for it. That is just astonishing that you can do that. So we talked about the different areas that are there. Let's talk about the numbers a little bit. What are the numbers looking like for people coming in to Ireland? Because I suspect that it's on the rise, but you confirm that for me. How's it looking on your side?
Yes. So in 2024, last year, We estimate having had 1.4 million visitors,
wow,
trips from North America. So that's, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Spending around 1.7 billion euro. So it is certainly, you know, the US market is the number one market by what we call holidaymaker revenue. It's the, so if we look at spend from the US, Americans tend to stay longer, they tend to spend more than the average visitor from, you know, Europe or from Great Britain. US represents about 27% of total revenue. But when you actually look at the number of what we call holiday makers, so 2/3 of visitors from the United States traveling to Ireland are going there for pure holiday reasons. They're not going to stay with family or friends or conferences. So they are going for pure holiday reasons. They're staying in hotels and eating in restaurants and they're renting cars. And so it's a really, really important market for Irish tourism. Demand, I mean, we do a lot of research. Demand for Ireland, as we, you know, look at 2025, is still very strong, both for golf and for general leisure tourism. The fact that we've seen a big increase in direct air capacity, I think, is tantamount to the interest and the demand that there is for Ireland, just given the investment that the, you know, the US and US carriers, together with Aer Lingus, who are the largest carrier into Ireland, into Dublin and into Shannon. So it's looking very positive. This is a really, really important market in terms of the impact that tourism has on the island. And we at Tourism Ireland, we want everyone to have an incredible vacation experience, but we hope and we know that people are keen to leave a positive impact when they travel around the world, and that remains the same for Ireland. So we want tourism to have a positive economic impact, but also to have a positive impact on local communities and making sure they have a positive impact on the environment. And tourism is such an important industry in Ireland. It supports close to 300,000 jobs. 70% of those jobs are in rural areas. 70% of those jobs depend on overseas tourism, and 60% of those jobs are outside of the major cities. So it's really important, and the US market is an important international tourism market for Irish tourism. So that's the reason we are Tourism Ireland is the destination marketing organization, very active and have been consistent in our marketing investment here in the United States over the last many years.
And between bouts of memorizing these incredible facts, do you ever get a chance to play? I you're one of the few people I've had on my show who I've never had a chance to play with, because you're never in Ireland when I am. You're always someplace else selling Ireland. Do you ever get a chance to play?
I do get a chance to play when I go home, and I do. And I've played many of the links courses around Ireland on different occasions, but I suppose my home course when I go back is Royal Belfast Golf Club, so it's about 12 miles outside of the city of Belfast. It's along the Belfast Lock, and yes, I do, and I probably end up playing more in Ireland than I do certainly when I'm here in home in the US. But yeah, I do, and I think when we look at golfers, I mean, I mentioned some of those numbers there are general tourists, but it's about a quarter of a million golfers travel to the island of Ireland. So when I say that, that's 250,000 people who specifically say they are traveling to Ireland for golf, and that's from all markets. And the US is obviously plays a big part in that cohort. So yes, I get to play. Don't get to play as much as I would like. And when you're living in New York, it's sometimes a bit of a short season because the winter is long. The great thing about Ireland, you can play year-round unless it gets very wet, in which case you're fine on links courses, but some of the park run courses perhaps sometimes take a bit of a beating in the winter.
Yeah, I've done some product testing of wetware when I'm in Ireland, and some have passed and some have failed miserably. But yeah, that is definitely the litmus test when you get there. I guess in the last couple of minutes here, I want to talk about places that you would recommend. Is there any place that you would say, from experience, that you can, if you're going to come once, and I know that more and more people are coming more than once, which is an amazing thing now, how you've changed that to it being a bucket list trip to being every couple of years or something regular for people. Because it's so easy to get to. Is there something that you would recommend that you wouldn't miss to say, if you come to Ireland, you got to do blank?
Yeah, I think if you're, certainly if you're coming back and if you're, and you've done some of the, some of the the iconic sites on a first time sort of visitor itinerary, I think you have to do the north and the northwest, whether it's a golfer yeah. or whether it's a regular tourist. So I certainly would, I think you need to spend some time in Belfast and up in the Mourne Mountains, up around the Causeway Coastal Route, and into the northwest in Donegal. Spectacular scenery there, spectacular golf courses, and apart from having obviously some of the real signature courses like Royal County Down and Port Rush, but you've also got Ard Glass down in County Down. You've got Ballycastle, Castle Rock, Port Stewart, and then as you go into Donegal, you've got Ballyliffin, Rossapenna, and now in Port New, and then also head out to Carn as well in Belmullet. So it's a really rugged scenery. So I would say that if you've been before, you might come back and you still want to spend a couple of days in Dublin, but head for the north and the northwest, so that northwesterly part of the White Atlantic Way, and then connect through the walled city of Derry along the Causeway Coast and back down to Belfast. You won't be disappointed. Stunning scenery, great places to stay, great food, and you're certainly guaranteed a very warm welcome.
No question about that. And I know that I get email from, approximately 20 or so different brokers who are selling golf trips to Ireland and that include golf and don't include golf and all sorts of things. But I guess the website for Ireland is the best place to get to know about the country itself and to really get started. So for those who are uninitiated, what's the best place online to get information about coming to Ireland?
Yeah, I think it's a good starting point is the Tourism Ireland website at ireland.com. Specifically for golf is ireland.com/golf, but you can find lots of great trip planning ideas, so lots of great information on golf, but also on what we like to call the golf and more opportunities, so other things to do and see, places to stay, and it's a great website. There's lots of trip planning tools. We at Tourism Ireland don't sell anything, but you can link off from our website to partners that can help you out, help you put together those customized itineraries, whether it's a golf tour operator or a mainstream leisure tour operator, depending upon what you're looking for. So ireland.com is the place to start.
That sounds like definitely the place to start, and you won't be sorry, any of it. I truly believe it. You could point to any place on the map and just have a wonderful time in Ireland. But of course, your stellar analysis gives us a great place to start. Thank you so much, Allison, for joining us. And please feel free to come back anytime with any updates, any new information, any old information that you have, anything in particular that you want to say, you're welcome to say it here.
Thank you very much, Michael. Always appreciate the opportunity.
You are so welcome. That is Allison Metcalf of Tourism Ireland. It is a spectacular place. I'll say that her home course, Royal Belfast, is where I actually went there last year, and on the way to Royal County Down, did Royal Belfast, Ard Glass, and Royal County Down, which was arguably the best golf trip of my life, and I've taken a few of them. And I double bogeyed the first hole at Royal Belfast and still shot a 78. I absolutely adored that place. You have to go there and get yourself tea time if you're possibly able. But there's so much good golf in Ireland that you won't be able to contain yourself. You can go there multiple times and have a wonderful time. And it's getting more affordable, more accessible. Everything that should be improving is improving. And I would say, as Ferris Bueller said, if you have the means, I highly recommend it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. So that's it, and that's all for this special episode of the 19th Hole, and I thank my very special guest, Allison Metcalf of Ireland. Again, if you haven't been there, marshal your forces and get there. It is an experience not to be missed. You really want to get to that place. You really also want to get to Augusta, Georgia to see the Masters, the people, the camaraderie. To quote the great Jim Nantz, it's an experience like no other. Again, we'll be having lots of special episodes here from the 19th hole. Don't miss it. Stay tuned to it. So in the meantime, go watch the Masters. Have a great time. In between days or events, please go hit some balls. And when you do, hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.